This is the Savvy Traveler, and I'm Rudy Maxa. This year, as we commemorate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., it's important to remember that it was not until after the Civil War that African Americans were allowed to travel freely in many parts of this country. Even then, Jim Crow laws made it extremely difficult. The desire for freedom was so strong that many slaves risked their lives to find freedom in the North. They traveled along a series of trails known as the Underground Railroad, a secret network set up by abolitionists to help slaves escape to free states and to Canada. The National Park Service estimates that more than 100,000 slaves found their freedom this way. Historian Anthony Cohen gained a sense of what the trip to the North may have been like after he followed one of the routes from Memphis to Canada. I asked Anthony what compelled him to make a trip like this in the first place.
Well, the journey that you just mentioned was actually my second journey on the Underground Railroad. 2 years ago, I walked from Maryland to Canada along a similar route. I wanted to, as a historian of Black American history, to find a part of our history that had gone largely unrecorded, and I chose the Underground Railroad. And as a result, I thought, what if I were to do it myself by following many of the trails which still exist?
You said you walked?
Yes, and actually called it the Walk to Canada, although that was not the only method of transportation I used. Following the information left by slaves in diaries and slave narratives and so forth, I discovered that people traveled by foot, boat, and rail. Sometimes horse and buggies were used. Sometimes they actually rode the Above Ground Railroad, bought train tickets, and traveled from slavery to freedom in style. My journey was kind of multifold. I wanted not only to follow the physical routes of the Underground Railroad using the methods the slaves did, but I also wanted to stop in all of the towns along those routes and ask people living there today, you know, what do you know about the Underground Railroad? Are there any stations of the Underground Railroad that exist?
What's a station for an Underground Railroad?
The whole system got the name Underground Railroad because it was likened to a railway. You had your route of escape. Different communities and homes were stops on the Underground Railroad or otherwise stations. People who would take the slaves into their home, feed them, shelter them, clothe them, and give them direction to a further stop were known as station masters. People who actually guided slaves in false bottom wagons or through the woods or mountains were referred to as conductors.
How close was your journey to the journey experienced by actual slaves? I presume you weren't hidden in false bottoms of wagons.
Actually, it was close at points, but probably worlds away most of the time. I did my journey traveling modern roads, which were actually, you know, current incarnations of roads that actually existed during the time of slavery. But, of course, they weren't four-lane highways, and they didn't have 7-Elevens along the side like they do today. So I had a lot of modern conveniences. At the same time, I tried to put myself in certain situations that the slaves would have experienced. For instance, when I was in Memphis, I had been reading through a stack of old newspapers and came across an article from 1842 where a slave had been found trying to escape after being put inside of a wooden crate to be smuggled out of Memphis by boat. So when I failed to get ship transportation or a similar method that the slave had used, I turned to the train and actually built a wooden crate, was placed inside and shipped from Memphis to Chicago, 16 hours stuffed inside this crate.
And how did you feel after that?
I felt that it was probably wiser to travel coach than it was to travel by box. It was a harrowing experience, but it was very eye-opening. I went with a few more modern conveniences than the slaves.
And you didn't have the fear of being discovered. I mean, they would have been mad at you, but they wouldn't have
yes.
returned you to a place you didn't want to be.
Yeah, they wouldn't have returned me to slavery, but at the same time, you know, it made me wonder and I guess get a better sense of what went through the mind of a person when they were running for their lives, which I wasn't.
They had a whole fear element, right?
They had the whole fear element. Mm. And I think a lifetime of experiences to back that up.
Did your experience bring you closer to that time in our history when a significant number of the population wasn't free to travel, to put it, among other things?
Yeah, and in a very strange ways. For instance, the day that I actually got into the box, just a few hours before I was taken to the train station, I was at the house of a host, a person who was putting me up while I was in Memphis, and it was the same day that John Glenn was returning to outer space. And I just thought at that moment that, you know, here I was going back into this box to experience something that no American has to experience today. And how we have still failed to acknowledge and honor the lives of the slaves who risked their lives so that we could enjoy the quality of life that we have today.
And the conductors and the station masters, right?
Absolutely. And I just thought, wouldn't it be great if the people of today could have seen the efforts that all of those people had gone through then, and they would celebrate in a way similar to the people who have gone up into space.
Anthony Cohen is writing a book about his experience. It'll be published by Hyperion early next year. Hyperion early next year. Following the old underground